Well, Charlie, you're probably wondering what I'm doing in your hotel room, aren't you?
Yes.
Thought you might be.
How did you get in?
Through the window. It wasn't locked.
Do you want money?
Money? Goodness, no. I have plenty of money.
Okay, so we have many questions
for
the high school. The first is, what is the origin of the word quorum?
The origin of the word quorum is simply, it means there must be a minimum of people to make a decision. So it gives the idea of a more democratic theatre company where everybody is part of the decisions that are made. Why did we choose quorum? Simply because originally we were called Pentacle Theatre. We decided to change the name, and Q comes after P in the dictionary. There you go.
Thanks. One another question. What is your best memory in your career?
My best memory in my career, because I am an actress as well as the director of the company, my best memory is spending 30 minutes talking to a very famous actor called Anthony Hopkins, who was in Silence of the Lambs and many other films. And he was a lovely gentleman. And that is a highlight of my career.
Okay. Oh, and why did you choose this play, A Plan of Action?
Why did we choose the play? The play is written by Philip Akeborn. He chose the play. He wrote the play from an idea in his head. I think the reason he chose it was for two reasons. There are four characters on the stage, but because two of them are disguised, we have the impression there are six characters. That was one reason. And the second reason was just to say to young people, be careful of the decisions you make. At this age, you don't necessarily think of the consequences. So Tabitha and Liam decide this plan of action, but they did not think of the consequences at the end. And so there is a moral in the story as well.
Okay, thanks. What are the negative aspects on your job?
Well, negative aspects. Very early mornings. Sometimes we have to get up at 6 a.m., sometimes 5 a.m., sometimes 4:20 a.m. once, I think that happened. And so that's difficult. You need lots of energy and stamina. It's very, and we travel all over France. Very busy, lots of shows, lots of workshops. So just keeping the energy, and so you can put everything into every single show. That's hard.
What is your favorite play and
why?
Favorite play in the world ever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. Well, I really like Twelfth Night and A Midsummer Night's Dream and, as you like, you know, all the Shakespeare comedies, because they're real ensemble plays, lots of characters. They all have something to do, some journey, some love affair or some comedy. So those Shakespeare comedies, yeah.
And you?
Funnily enough, Elliot, that's exactly the same for me.
Really?
My favorite play is Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare. I was in this play on the riverside in London near the Globe, and it was a wonderful moment, and I fell in love with this play, and I will always love it. That's my favorite, I think.
Okay, thanks. How many different plays do you play every year?
Okay, we perform the same play each year, so one play lasts all year. But we have 10 plays, which can turn in a circle. So we have enough plays for 10 years, but we change it every year.
Okay. Do you have a ritual before starting the play?
Before going on stage? Yes. A coffee, 2 biscuits, 1 square of Milka chocolate, and then some stretches, and a vocal warm-up, and then a jump up and down in the air,
and a
shimmy shake, and then we all say, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, and then you start.
Okay, thanks. Okay, that's the end of the interview.
Oh.
Thanks.
Not at all, our pleasure.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.